It will not change the truth.
咁就算我唔相信你外面流緊大雨咧，都唔會改變外面落雨呢個事實。But
if I say everybody has to walk downstairs to outside in the rain, walk in the rain.
但如果我叫你哋每一個人咧落樓咧，行出去喺雨潤邊去行咧。Now
the water will fall on our hair, it will dribble down our chin, our clothes, our T-shirt, our dress, our blouse, our bra, our panties, our underwear, everything will be wet.
咁於是咧，我哋就全部淋濕曬啦，由頭到腳，連我哋啲內衣啊、鞋襪咧都快濕曬。
You feel the water going down your leg and your hands, and you feel the chill, the wind, even the cold water.
你咧甚至感覺到咧啲雨水咧就係喺你個身上流動咧，你係成個凍到浸啊。
You are beginning to have a subjective experience of an objective truth.
於是咧，你就咧係一個好主觀咁去經驗到一個客觀嘅落雨呢個事實。
This is the aim of theology of the body.
嗱，呢個就係身體神學想話俾大家聽嘅。The
Pope wants us to experience our Catholic truths.
教宗咧，好想我哋咧去經驗我哋天主教嘅真理。And
the best textbook to learn theology of the body, the first one all of us already have.
咁咧，我哋每一個人都有一本最好嘅教科書啊，關於呢方面。
It is right under your skin.
就係喺你個皮下邊嘅。
I'm sharing with you things, but actually I'm not teaching you many new things. I'm just reminding you what you already know.
咁所以我今日重要咧，就唔係去教好多新嘅嘢俾你，而係咧我提醒好多咧你本來已經知不過唔正確嘅真理。Theology
comes you listen to your heart.
咁所以身體神學首先咧，你就要聆聽你嘅心。
And very important criteria to listen to your heart, to see this revelation of God, you must have purity of heart.
咁而其中一個咧最緊要嘅原則，令到你能夠去聆聽你嘅心咧，就係你需要一個心靈，一個純潔嘅心。
That's why the topic of my talk is Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
所以今日我嘅題目咧就係話，就係呢個真福，白天入邊嘅心地純潔的人是有福的，因為他們將看見天主。
So when we see God, we see God and His revelation.
當我哋見到天主嘅時候咧，我哋就見到佢嘅啟示。
His mysteries, His theology.
佢嘅奧跡，呢個奧跡就係我哋嘅身體。
Because God has made our bodies in a way that will reveal Him because we are made in the image of God.
因為天主創造我哋嘅身體咧，係能夠彰顯佢，因為我哋嘅身體係佢嘅肖像。
Now, they say that if you want to study Judaism, the language is Hebrew.
咁我哋知道咧，如果我哋好想知道咧猶太人嘅佢哋嘅理念咧，我哋需要學咧呢個希伯來文。
If you want to study Islam, the language is Arabic.
咁如果你想去學呢個回教嘅嘢咧，佢哋嘅語言咧就係佢哋嘅回教徒嘅語言。The
language of Christianity is the body.
而我哋天主教徒咧，我哋嘅語言咧就係我哋嘅身體。
That's why we believe in the Son of God, second person of the Trinity, become man, incarnation.
所以我哋相信咧，天主聖子呢個天主嘅第二位，佢咧係取咗人性，成為人。
The Word become flesh.
道成肉身。
We believe in the resurrection of the flesh.
而我哋咧又相信咧呢個身體嘅復活。
Ascension and at the last day, all of us will be resurrected body and soul.
而我哋相信咧，喺最後審判、最後世界末日嘅時候咧，我哋每一個人咧都會復活啊！我哋嘅身體同埋我哋嘅靈魂。
Very important in Christianity is the teaching of the body.
咁我哋嘅信仰咧，好重要嘅咧，就有關於呢個身體嘅教導。
Why the most important symbol of our Catholic faith is a crucifix?
點解係我哋天主教徒嘅信仰最重要嘅著記號咧？就係呢個十字架上嘅基督。
Why not just a cross?
點解唔係淨係一個十字架？
But it must have a corpus, a body.
我哋天主教係一定會擺耶穌呢個身體喺呢個十字架上面。
word during the Holy Mass.
在弥撒里面最重要的字眼是什么呢？
If you look at number one in my handout, this is my body which should be given up for you.
这个就是我的身体为你而交付的。
Each time you see a crucifix,
每一次当你见到这个十字架，
what is it saying?
耶稣在十字架上讲什么？
Remember, this is Good Friday.
记住咧，因为系圣周五嘅时候。
The night before on Holy Thursday at the Last Supper.
咁但系喺最后晚餐，即系佢受苦前嘅最后一餐饭。
Jesus said, "This is my body given up for you at the Last Supper."
耶稣喺最后晚餐就系讲，呢个系我嘅身体为你而交付嘅。
On Good Friday.Jesus hanging on the cross.
在苦难星期五的时候，耶稣就系死喺十字架上。
Those words at the Last Supper have become flesh.
最后晚餐嘅呢句说话成咗血肉。
So Christianity is a religion of bodiliness, a very bodily religion.
所以我哋嘅信仰系一个好同身体有关嘅信仰。
And this is very important today because there's many confusion about our bodies.
今日我哋更加重要嘅咧，就系今日我哋有对我哋嘅身体有好多错嘅睇法。
One of the greatest confusion or most ridiculous confusion is our sexuality.
最大嘅混乱就系呢个性方面嘅混乱啦。
Some people are saying male or female not important.
有啲人话男性、女性唔再有分别。
Gender theory, you decide for yourself whether you want to be boy or girl, man or woman.
你可以自己決定你想做男仔定女仔。
Marriage, never mind, man and man, woman and woman, doesn't matter.
婚姻都冇問題啦，男人同男人結婚，女人同女人結婚都 OK 啦。
All this confusion can only be explained and understood in the light of theology, the body. Why those things are wrong?
咁點解所有呢啲嘢有咁多嘅混亂咧？我哋只能夠咧喺睇呢個身體實裏面咧，我哋就去解釋到點解有咁樣嘅咁嘅錯誤產生。
Okay, so now we will talk all the subjects. Go back to the start again. Theology of the body.
所以我哋咧從佢睇呢個身體嘅神學。
So because this is only a very short introduction, short talk.
咁記住咧，今日呢個講座係非常之。
So I only cover some of the major themes from the theology of the body.
所以我只能够讲身体神学入边嘅一啲好重要嘅主题。
My hope, my wish is that you will be interested to find out more. You'll be enthusiastic. You'll be fascinated, and you'll go and read and study more on your own.
而我想盼望嘅就透过我咁短嘅讲咧，就去刺激你哋咧对呢个身体神学有兴趣，然后自己会听多啲。
Later on, I think Laurie spoke about the resources we have here, the books, and I'm very happy to talk about you more the books. Sister at the Formation Center has more materials, so we will talk about that later.
咁咧，頭先有介紹過，我哋有一啲書啦。咁喺我哋嘅藥物保育醫世中心咧，就有好多嘅參考書，但係呢個遲啲先會講。
For the next hour, we will. This is my roadmap of the whole talk tonight.
咁咧，而家我哋咧要將呢個整個嘅文件咧就簡單一下。
Okay, so theology of the body comes from Pope St. John Paul II.
咁咧，呢個身體神學係由教宗約翰保祿二世去發展出嚟噶。
When he first became Pope,
當佢開始啱成為教宗嘅時候咧
，This is the first major catechetical project he did.
呢個就係佢首先要做嘅一教理嘅教導啊。
For 5 years, he gave a series of talks.
佢用咗五年嘅時間咧，就去講呢個教理。
Talking and teaching theology of the body every week, every Wednesday.
每一個星期三咧，呢個公眾嘅會見入邊咧，佢都去講身體神學。
He gave 129 talks over 5 years.
佢用咗喺五年入邊咧，係講咗129身體神學嘅。
You want to know what he talked about? This book has it.
如果你想知道佢呢129講咗乜咧，就買嗰本書嚟睇啦。
So, but in next 40 minutes, we will cover this book.
咁咧，我哋 跟住嗰四十分鐘咧就會講曬呢本書，梗係唔係啦
？Okay, that's our hope and wish. Now, this book believes very importantly that from Evangelion Vitae, Gospel of Life number 97.
咁咧呢個首先咧就係喺呢個咧即係Evangelion Vitae， 即係喺呢邊嘅97章嗰度講嘅。
He says that unless people, young people, everybody accept and experience sexuality, love, and the whole of life according to their close, their true meaning, and their close interconnection.
佢話：除非咧，任何嘅人嚇，除非佢哋咧接受同埋經驗咧，佢哋嗰個性啦、性愛啦，係而且將佢哋整個生命咧就跟住呢方面嘅真正嘅意義咧，佢哋先至會能夠咧有呢個係密切嘅關係啦。
We cannot build a culture of life from the culture of death。
咁我哋先能夠由呢個即係死亡嘅文化咧，進入呢一個生命嘅文化。
Number six in my
notes here。呢個就係呢個單章入邊嘅第六項。
So because right now we are living in a culture of death。
因為而家我哋係一個死亡嘅文化入邊嘅。
There's euthanasia, abortion。Contraception,
有安樂死啦、墮胎啦、離婚啦、節育啦、
人工智能、
家庭破壞啦、婚姻破壞啦。
The Pope said to change this situation, culture of death to culture of life. Necessary, we must learn this.
所以教宗話咧，要由一個死亡嘅文化轉變成為生命嘅文化咧，我哋必須要學習呢一樣嘢。
This is the one sentence definition, description of theology of the body.
呢個咧可以講咧就係主要在咧呢個身體神學嘅精結喺度喺邊度。
Okay. So this book is in English. What you have the Chinese the translation in Chinese.
呢本英文嘅書咧，身體神學書，但我哋香港已經有中文嘅翻譯版啦。
Yes. In English, 730 pages.
咁咧喺英文咧佢。有730 pages.
730
页。So it's a very thick book. 所以係
一本好厚嘅書。There are two main parts. Part one, this section here, part one.
咁其實咧係有兩大部分嘅，第一部分就係呢個開始呢度。
And part two is here.
而第二部分咧就係下邊嗰個分配聖詞嗰幅畫嗰度。
Part one.
第一部分咧
，The Pope calls it an adequate anthropology。
呢個咧，教宗就俾咗我哋一個咧好重要嘅人類學嘅講法。
And in this part, the Pope describes and explains what is the meaning of a human person。
咁教宗咧就解釋究竟作為人啊嘅意義係咩咧
？He does that by showing the three sections of part one. The first section is he talks about the beginning of man, the creation of man.
而佢咧就用咗三個方式去解釋，而第一個方式咧就講人嘅創造。
The story of Adam and Eve and Garden of Eden。
咁就係講緊亞當夏娃佢哋喺樂園入邊嘅情況。
The book talks about original human experiences of Adam and Eve。
個教宗就係講咧亞當夏娃佢哋嘅最原始嘅經驗，人起初最原始嘅經驗。
Now he identified three original human experiences of Adam and Eve.
佢講出咧亞當夏娃嘅三種最原始嘅經驗。
Original experience of solitude.
第一就係孤獨嘅經驗。
Original experience of unity.
第二咧就係結合嘅經驗。
And original nakedness without shame.
第三咧就係呢個赤身無愧嘅經驗。
Remember, I said that TOB is supposed to be experiential.
咁要記住咧，身體神學咧係講緊經驗嘅。
What the Pope is doing now is saying, let's study the experience of our first parents.
咁所以教宗咧就話，等我哋咧去先去研究下我哋嘅原祖佢係點樣經驗嘅先。
Since they are our original parents.
因為佢哋係我哋嘅原祖，好唔好啊？
All of us are children of Adam and Eve.
所以我全部都係亞當夏娃嘅仔女。
We all belong to the same human race.
我哋屬於同一個人類。
What they experience?
佢哋所經驗嘅咧。
We can experience.
我哋都可以經驗。
Because we are made of the same material. material, same matter.
因為咧，我哋係用同樣嘅嘢去塑造嘅。
We must to benefit from TOB.
我哋咧必須喺呢個身體實外面得益。
We must try to locate, identify those experiences in our own lives.
如果要得益，我哋要將佢哋嘅經驗咧擺落我哋嘅生命入邊。
The experience of solitude.
嗱，呢個孤寂嘅經驗。
In Genesis, in a story, God made a lot of things: heaven, sky, water, sea. It was good.
嗱，咁喺創世記入邊咧，講天主咧創造整個世界啊，天空啦，各樣嘅嘢咧，樣樣嘢天主都聖經都話好好好。
And suddenly He made Adam, and then He said it was not good that he be alone.
但當佢做咗亞當之後咧，聖經講乜嘢？天主話人單獨不好。
So this part, the Pope talks about the experience of solitude, how Adam discovered very important a knowledge about himself.
所以喺呢度咧，教宗就講緊咧，亞當咧發現咗一個有關佢自己一個好重要嘅經驗咧，就係孤單。
Not only is he alone, without a woman.
佢唔單止咧冇一個女伴嗰種孤單。
He is also alone as a person in the world.
佢都係整個世界上邊唯一嘅人。
All of us also experience solitude.
我哋個個人都會經驗呢個孤寂嘅。
We are all unique and different from everyone else.
因為我哋同任何其他嘅人咧都唔同嘅，我哋每個人都係咁獨特。
I am the only Andrew Kong in the whole universe.
佢係整個世界入邊唯一嘅 Andrew Kong。
And so all of you are also the same. You are all alone in this world.
所以你哋每一個人咧喺呢個世界上都係唯一嘅。
The experience of solitude, you discover that I am a unique person.
所以喺呢個孤獨嘅經驗入邊咧，你發現到你係唯一嘅一個。
You also realize that you are able to pray to God.
你都感覺到咧，你能夠去天主祈禱啊。
Solitude is a very important experience. You cannot pray without solitude.
你要記住咧。呢、这個孤獨嘅感覺咧，其實係好重要嘅喎。
After God made all those animals, Adam couldn't find a suitable partner.
嗱，當天主創造咗所有嘅動物之後咧，亞當都發現到咧冇一個相稱嘅助手俾佢。
Because they were animals.
因為佢哋係動物。
They are not persons.
佢哋唔係人。
God must create another person like Adam, same human race.
天主咧必須咧創造另一個人咧，係好似亞當咁樣咧，係能夠有人嘅恩賜。
And so God created Eve, and then Adam said, "Flesh of my flesh, bone of my bone."
所以天主就創造咗亞娃，而亞當望著亞娃就話：哦，呢、这個就真係我骨中之骨，肉中之肉，上至愛。
Human beings can only love and relate with another human being.
所以人咧只能夠有另外一個人咧。才能夠咧付出愛同埋接受愛。
Because human beings are able to love.
人咧係有能力去愛嘅。
Animals cannot love.
動物咧就唔得，唔識嘅，唔識得去愛。
Because animals have no freedom.
因為動物咧冇自由。
They have only instinct.
佢哋只不過係天性。
It's not only my freedom. If I put a gun,
嗱究竟咩叫自由咧？如果我拎住把槍
，and I tell you, I want you to say, I love you, or I will shoot you.
然後我指住你個頭殼，我話你一定要講我愛你，如果唔係我就殺咗你。
Now, if you don't have a choice,
如果你冇得選擇嘅話
，and you say I love you,
咁你即使逼住我，你講我愛你
，Will those words mean anything?
呢個我愛你有冇意義啊？
No value.
一啲意義都冇。
If you cannot say no, your yes means nothing.
如果你冇權利去選擇不嘅時候咧，你呢個就已經唔係自由。
You don't have freedom, you cannot love.
所以當你冇自由咧，你就唔可以愛。
So God made man to love, so He must give us freedom to love.
所以天主咧創造人去愛咧，佢必須要俾我哋呢個愛嘅自由。
But unfortunately, when we have freedom, we can also choose not to love.
咁但係可惜咧，當我哋有自由嘅時候咧，我哋都可以選擇不愛。
So that's how original sin come around, because our first parents choose to disobey God.
咁呢個咧就點解原罪會發生啦？就係我哋嘅呢個原祖父母咧，佢哋選擇咧唔聽天主嘅話。
Okay, not too much of our woman, more than enough time. The third experience is nakedness.
好啦，第三種嘅呢個原始嘅經驗咧就係赤裸。
Now you might ask how to experience nakedness because they were naked without shame.
咁咧你就問啦，佢哋點解會赤裸而無愧咧？
But we experience nakedness with shame.
但我哋經驗赤裸嘅時候咧，我哋就覺得羞愧。
That's because of the fall.
知個原因就係因為呢個原罪嘅跌倒啦。
But if we understand nakedness without shame, it's the key to understanding God's plan for the human person.
但我哋咧，如果能夠明白赤身無愧呢個意思咧，我哋就會明白到天主創造人嘅呢、这個即係神性性。
A little, a short mental experiment.
俾一個經驗，去想象一下。
Imagine you're taking a shower in your house, you forget to lock your door.
嗱，你諗下咧，你想象下，假如你喺屋企會沖緊涼喎，但你唔記得咗閂門噃。
Your neighbour comes over, you want to use the toilet, open the door and sees you naked.
咁啊，你個鄰居嚟到咧，就啱想入洗手間，一開門就死啦，見到你
冇
著衫，咁你點啊？
Cover your eyes.
遮住隻眼，唔係，唔係遮住隻眼啦。
Cover his eyes.
遮住佢隻眼。
We cover our body, right?
其實我哋第一樣嘢做咧，好自然做咧，就係遮住我哋嘅身體。
Why do we do that?
點解會咁做咧？
Because of shame.
因為羞愧啦，覺得。
Now shame is good, but it comes from fear.
羞愧本身本來係好嘅喎，咁佢嚟自
恐
懼。其實你恐懼啲咩咧
？We are afraid that this person, this stranger, may not look at me correctly and objectify me.
我咧就好怕咧，呢一個陌生人突然之間出現嘅人咧，佢係用咗一個唔尊敬嘅態度嚟去望到我嘅赤身。
They look at me and gratify and lust at my body.
佢可能咧望住我嘅身體咧，佢有呢個慾念啦。
So shame protects the modesty of the body.
咁所以咧，呢個羞愧就使到我即刻要遮，要去遮掩我嘅身體啊。
Now before the fall.
嗱喺人犯罪跌倒之前咧。
They were naked without shame.
佢哋咧係赤身無愧嘅。
So what this means is that.
咁又意味著咩咧？
Before the fall, there was no fear. The other person will make use of me as an object for their gratification.
我哋唔使要驚對方咧會係妄用咗我身體去滿足佢嘅慾念。
The poor causes they are able to gaze with the peace of the interior gaze.
咁教宗形容咧，我哋嘅原祖父母咧能夠彼此觀望對方嘅時候咧。佢用一個內在嘅心眼去望對方嘅。
Because everything that God made was good.
因為天主所做嘅一切都係好。
And the original vision of Adam and Eve, they see each other before the fall.
所以喺犯罪之前咧，亞當夏娃佢哋望住對方嘅時候咧。
And they saw the body, and it was very good because they shared the vision of God.
佢哋望住呢個赤裸嘅身體咧，佢哋感覺係好，因為咧係天主嘅建造。
After the fall,
但犯咗罪之後咧
，they don't share the same vision with God anymore.
佢哋就再冇呢一份咁樣嘅內在嘅觀念啦。
When they look at the body,
當佢哋望住嘅身體嘅時候咧
，they don't see the body expressing the person.
佢呢個身體再唔係代表住呢個人啦。
Instead, they focus, they objectify the body on its sexual characteristics.
而只係咧，佢哋將呢個身體咧集中咗喺咧。性嘅方面
，the person becomes an object。
於是咧，嗰個人咧成為一個物件。
All of us know deep down in our hearts, we are never meant to be objects。
我哋每一個人心底嘅深處咧，都唔希望咧人哋將你作為物件嘅。
We're never meant to be used。
我哋唔想人哋咧用我哋嘅。
Violate our human dignity。
破壞我哋嘅人性尊嚴。
So that's why we cover ourselves。
所以我哋要遮掩住自己嘅身體。
Okay, now moving quickly to the So the, this is only the first part of origin. And the second part of the Pope talks about Jesus appealing to the human heart. We are fallen. Redeemed by Christ. So this, the Pope spent the most time talking about purity and impurity and how we must fight the battlefield of our heart between love and lust. Okay, I move on very quickly to the third section, the resurrection. Christ appealed to the resurrection. Here the Pope talks about our destiny, what is the end of
us.
It can be called the eschatological man. It comes from the word eschaton, which means the end times, the end of the world. Here the Pope talks about how this is also the destiny of our life. So the three sections. Where we come from? Where we are today? And where we are going? Our origin, our history, our destiny. The Pope says this will give you an adequate anthropology. To understand who man is. Now in part 2, the Pope talks about the marriage. Why it is a central, the heart of Christianity. In fact, the Pope spends a lot of time talking about Ephesians chapter 5. About the one flesh union, referring to Christ and His church. This is also in the handout, some of the quotations. And the last part of the Pope talks about humani
vitae,
which is a Latin word, it means of human life. It refers to a teaching of the Church from Blessed Pope Paul the
Sixth
in 1968. This teaching of the Church, for many theologians, we say this is the most important teaching of the Church since Pentecost. For the first time in the history of the Church, Catholic faithful became unfaithful. Many Catholics don't agree, don't follow and disobey the Pope. Then the Pope explains the reason why he wrote and teaches theology in the body, so that this can explain and defend the teaching in humana vitae. Many of the problems of today's culture is sexuality. Comes from here. Why do homosexuals were to marry and think it's okay?
點解我哋會覺得同性戀甚至同性婚姻係 OK 呢？
Because heterosexual are marrying not for babies.
點解有好多人結婚唔肯接受有子女呢？
When we don't understand the meaning and the purpose of the sexual union.
係因為我哋唔明白呢天主創造性行為嘅目標。
In God's plan.
喺天主嘅計劃裏面。
We use contraception and birth control.
於是我哋就用咗好多嘅節育啦，人工嘅節育啦。
The sexual union becomes masturbatory.
咁於是咧，人同人之間呢個性行為咧，變成咧就好似自動嘅性行為。
We are seeking the pleasure of sex without the responsibility.
我哋只係找尋咧性方面嘅滿足激情，而我哋忘記咗我哋嘅責任。
When heterosexual couples are doing that.Marriage is no longer intrinsically procreative.
當夫妻咧，佢哋做緊呢啲咁樣嘅行為嘅時候咧，佢哋夫婦嘅性行為咧，已經完全唔到婚姻性事嘅意義啦。
So the homosexual say, if
the 所以嗰啲同性戀嘅人話
，If marriage is not intrinsically procreative,
如果結婚都唔需要一定要有生到仔女嘅話
，Then it doesn't have to be, it doesn't have to be heterosexual.
咁所以就唔需要係異性去結婚啦。
You can have sex with whoever you want, any sex, whether male or female, doesn't matter.
你可以做同任何人做性行為冇問題啦。
Doesn't have to be one man, one woman. Since I can have sex with other women also.
咁既然我都能夠同第二個女人有性行為，咁男女有乜所謂咧？
So the problem of many of today's pandemic with this birth control.There is declining birth rate all over the world.
所以咧，包括埋呢個墮胎咧，同埋咧喺生育上邊呢個數字嘅下落咧，整個世界嘅困擾咧，都係因為唔明白。
When there's a crisis in the church, not enough vocation.
咁喺我哋教入邊咧，而家最好大嘅危機咧，就冇足夠嘅聖召啊。
That's because there's a crisis in the families.
呢個就係因為家庭入邊發生嘅呢啲危機。
Not having enough children。
咁所以佢哋冇仔女，邊度會有孫子咧
？So it's all connected now. All this is applied now in the applied to the body. This is the main message here.
所以其實咧，頭先我講嘅呢啲咧，我覺得咧都係身體神學入邊嘅最重要嘅信息啊。
How did it all start? Okay, it started in Genesis.
咁我哋先由創世紀開始。
When God created everything，
當天主創造一切嘢嘅時候
，God said, "Let's make man in our image and likeness."
跟住佢就話：讓我哋咧按我哋嘅肖像去做人啊。
But God Himself is a Trinity。
要知道咧，天主自己咧係三位一體嘅。
Father, Son, Holy Spirit。
聖父、聖子、聖神。
Three persons。
三位。
The Pope calls it communion personarum。Communion of persons.
而教宗咧就稱呢個咧就係呢個三位嘅共用啊。
Father loves the Son returns the love to the Father.
聖父愛聖子，聖子愛聖父。
The love of the Father and the Son is the Holy Spirit.
佢哋彼此間嘅互相俾嘅愛咧就產生咗聖神。
This phenomenon, this process of exchange of love.
呢個三位一體彼此互動嘅愛。
God wants to.Make a representation of this communion of persons in mankind.
天主咧都好想將呢個三位一體互動嘅愛咧，都留在喺人類入邊啊。
So the next line in the Bible says, God made man, male and female, He made them.
所以點解聖經話咧，天主創造人男人女人
？He blessed them, asked them to go forth and multiply.
祝福佢哋咧，而且咧讓佢哋咧係繁殖生健。
When do you bless man and woman?
咁你幾時祝福一男一女咧？就係分配城市入面。
How do men multiply？
人自己點樣可以繁衍啊
？By having
嚇
？How do men multiply by having？
點得啊
？Sexual intercourse。
一定要有呢個性行為。
Consuming the marriage。
能夠完全咁分配。
In marriage, the man give himself totally to the woman。
喺分配城市入邊，男人將佢自己完全交付俾女人。
Give herself fully back to the man.
個女人都將佢自己完全交付俾呢個男子。
In this exchange of love,
在这个彼此交换的爱,
the fruit of that exchange, the fruit of that love,
他们的果实呢,
the conception of a child,
就是子女的出现啊,
so God created marriage and family,
所以天主呢,是创造了这个分配呢,
image and likeness of God.
而家庭呢,就是天主圣三的肖像,
and the Pope says, here we have another communion of persons.
於是天主就對著家庭說,這就是另外一個共用的團體。
This is the new development in theology.
這是神學裡面的最新發展。
Traditionally, we always say we image God as individual.
我們在舊時的說法經常說我們超似天主,我們個別每個人獨立的個別,我們個別超似天主。
Intellect and free will.
我们每一个人呢，有我们的理智呢，同埋有我们的自由呢，我们就超似天主。
This is correct.
啱嘅。
Now the development by Pope St. John Paul II, he says, even we also image God as communion of persons.
但教宗若望保禄二世呢，就更进一步去话呢，佢超似天主啊，就跟我哋喺家庭系个共用啦。
And flowing from this, we find the teaching of sexuality. And the conjugal relation is very important, very central in
this.
Sex has always been part of God's plan from the very beginning.
要知道呢,从起初天主从永远远远呢,决定咗呢,丈夫同太太嘅性行为是有好大嘅重要性。
Especially the human is feeling of eros.
咁咧，呢个对于性欲方面嘅感觉啊。
Our sexual desire and attraction to the opposite sex.
我哋对异性嗰个被吸引同埋吸引异性咧，都嚟自呢个性欲啦。
This is not a dirty feeling.
嗱，千祈唔好谂咧，系一啲污糟邋遢嘅嘢。
A very holy feeling.
其实呢个性欲咧，一个好神圣嘅感觉嚟嘅。
If we understand sexuality.
如果我哋能够好地去明白咩叫做性欲，
and God's plan for all of us，
天主对我哋每一个人嘅计划，
that is a, it will lead us to heaven。
呢样嘢咧，系会带我哋去升天国嘅。
But there's an enemy of God。
佢唔系天，但系我哋要记住咧，天主嘅仇人咧就嚟啦。
Who doesn't want us to go to heaven？
佢咧会阻用呢一样嘢去阻止我哋去天国。
And so he attacks。
所以佢攻擊我哋人類，
our sexuality，
特別係喺我哋嘅性慾上面去攻擊人類。
To distort and pervert our understanding of sex and God's plan，
就令到我哋咧對呢個性慾咧嘅明白咧係扭曲咗。
Every act of extramarital sex，
任何一個咧婚外嘅性行為，
whether it's fornication or adultery。 无论呢，呢个系奸淫啊，或者系性，无论系同性或者异性分外嘅性行为，或者系妓女，或者系自毒， all these are distorting the true meaning and purpose of sex，
全部都系扭曲咗咧天主创造人有性欲嘅真正意思。
Begin to experience all this, we are confused. What is the real purpose of sex?
咁於是咧，我哋就開始咧覺得混亂咯。究竟人咧嘅性慾，究竟真正嘅意係邊度咧？
And that's why the church has to tell us all these other things are not the true meaning of sex.
所以教會就話俾我哋聽咧，我哋而家目前所諗嘅呢啲都唔係性嘅真正意義啊。
G.K. Chesterton wrote that every man who knocks on the door of a brothel knocks on the door of a brothel.
如果一個男人咧去酒店嗰度敲門啊，
he's looking for God.
咁其實佢應該話佢係找尋天主。
But looking for God in the wrong place.
不過用咗一個錯誤嘅方式去問天主。
They are looking for love.
佢哋找尋愛。
Now this is the key thesis statement, key principle in theology of the body.
呢一句咧係身體神學入邊咧最關鍵嘅字眼啊。
This is also here. It's also in your handout.
咁咧，其實咧喺你嗰張紙入邊都有嘅。
Number four.
第四嗰度。
The body fact, only the body is capable of making visible what is invisible.
事實上呢，身體而且唯有身體能夠使到不可見的屬靈的層面呢成為有形可見的。身體的受造就是將自創世以來就隱藏在天主之內的奧秘是轉落到世界這個有形可見的現實之中，從而成為這個奧秘的標記。
It's quite a mouthful, and we need more time to slowly go in depth. But the main idea is that our body speaks the mystery of God.
嗱，頭先嗰句説話咧，我哋要有好多時間先去消化到。不過簡單嚟講咧，就係咧，我哋嘅身體咧，就係能夠彰顯到天主嘅。
Our body is sacramental.
所以我哋嘅身體咧係神聖嘅，係聖事性嘅。
This attraction between boys and girls and the woman,
男仔同女仔彼此嘅吸引啊
，is created by God.
咁其實係天主創造呢種吸引嘅喎。
And if it properly develop romance and people fall in love and they get married, they have marriage.
如果呢兩個人咧，佢哋咧係相愛，佢哋彼此發展呢個愛情咧，然之後佢哋係結婚啊。
And in marriage, God has chosen marriage, or rather, God has created marriage to be in this great mystery. The two shall become one flesh.
而天主創造婚姻咧，就係使到呢兩個人咧能夠成為一體。
And this is the great mystery refers to Christ and His Church.
咁要記住咧，聖保祿講呢句説話嘅時候咧，就係咧指向咧基督同教會嘅奧秘。
Okay, this is you have it on number 7 in your brochure.
你哋呢章節嘅第七項。
Now this teaching, according to the Pope, is the most important teaching of the whole Bible.
咁咧，為教宗約翰保祿二世咧，係整個聖經入面最重要嘅教導。
In fact, of all whole of Christianity,
亦都可以講話咧，我哋整個基督徒信仰、基督信仰嘅教導。
Why is this so important? This is the key point, the keystone.
點解咁重要咧？因為呢個係最關鍵嘅字眼。
Because Saint Paul is linking that the marriage of Adam and of the human marriage of Adam and Eve, all our human marriage, linking the conjugal union with our redemption.
咁因為咧，聖保祿中途咧係將所有人類嘅呢個分配，尤其我哋教會入面嘅呢個分配咧，係將佢同耶穌基督同教會嘅關係咧係串連喺一齊。
We have to move on a bit, but this is the main teaching. And when the one flesh union is fruitful, we have family and marriage.
所以當二人成為一體而有這個愛情的果效的時候呢就是成為家庭了
And as a communion of persons, it also images the communion of persons of the Trinity.
所以這個家庭裡面的共融呢就能夠反映出天主聖三的共融了
Now when we pray and go for Holy Mass,
當我們祈禱和去參加彌撒聖祭的時候呢
That is the celebration of the Lamb of God, the wedding.
我哋就係咧喺度慶祝緊天主嘅羔羊。
Now, who is the Lamb of God?
邊個係天主的羔羊
？Anybody?
邊個
？Jesus.
耶穌。
The Lamb of God, right?
係啦，耶穌就係嗰位天主的羔羊。
What are we celebrating about Jesus? What is a celebration about the Lamb of God? It is.A wedding feast.
咁我哋點樣慶祝呢個話天主嘅羔羊啊？就係佢嗰個婚宴啊。
The Book of Revelation always look at heaven.
喺默示錄入面咧，講咧天國係點啊？佢點樣形容天國啊
？Wedding supper of the Lamb.
就係咧羔羊嘅婚宴。
So the Lamb of God, Jesus, is the bridegroom.
咁喺一個羔羊嘅婚宴入面咧，耶穌基督就係嗰個新郎。
Who's the bride?
邊個係新娘？
The church. Who's the church?
教会系咩啊
all of us.
我哋所有嘅人都係教會。
So we are all bright. We are called to be bright as one body.
所以我哋個個都係新娘嚟㗎，喺呢個基督會體入邊。
That's why I have here. This is our destiny.
所以佢時時都拎住呢個公仔俾大家睇，呢個就係我哋每一個人嘅目的。
We are all called to be bright of Christ.
我哋個個係蒙召咧，成為基督嘅新娘。
We have to keep this in mind, the idea of heaven and what heaven is all about. It's described as the marriage feast of the wedding feast of the Lamb.
咁樣我哋嘗試去想像一下天國係點樣咧？天國係一個婚宴嚟嘅，而天國就係呢位羔羊天主羔羊嘅婚宴。
Jesus in the flesh.
所以我哋教友咧好重要明白咧， 我哋必须要领圣体啊，我先能够同耶稣合而为一体。
Now the Pope has also described the Eucharist as the bridegroom
and the bride. 咁教宗甚至话咧，佢话个弥撒圣祭咧，圣体咧就系新郎同埋新娘嘅圣事啊。
Archbishop Fulton Sheen
呢个主教咧，Fulton Sheen主教咧，佢咁样讲。
When Christ hung on his cross，
当耶稣基督被钉喺十字架上嘅时候咧。
The cross is his nuptial bed.
那个十字架就是他的新婚那张床。
Why is it a nuptial bed?
为什么是新婚那张床?
Because on the cross, Jesus gave his body to his bride.
因为在这张床，这个十字架上面，耶稣将他的身体交付给他的新娘。
On the cross, he does two things with one action.
咁咧喺十字架上咧，佢用一个动作咧做咗两件事。
Spousal love to his bride，
就系呢个配偶性嘅爱。
Redeeming love, redemption,
redemption， 同埋救赎性嘅爱，两样一齐做咗。
Redeeming love and spousal love become one in one action。
配偶性嘅爱同埋救赎性嘅爱喺一个动作入边完成咗。
And the Pope says，
而教宗话
，We can learn from this。Exchange that spouses in our marriages today.
所以咧，我哋能够喺耶稣呢个交付入边咧，我哋啲婚姻生活入边嘅人咧，要去学习点样去爱你嘅配偶。
Your love to your spouses is also redemptive.
要记住咧，你对你配偶嘅爱咧，都要系救赎性。
So it's a two-way learning. We can learn more about the essence of marriage.By looking at the cross, and looking at the cross, we learn about. By looking at Mary, we can understand more about the cross.
所以咧，要记住，当我哋越能够默观十字架上嘅基督咧，我哋越能够去领悟到咧分配圣事嘅神圣性。
Very important to understand also is the difference between an icon and an idol.
咁大家要明白咧，一个 icon 一个圣像画咧。同埋一個偶像係有唔同、完全唔同嘅分別㗎。
Now this is an example of an icon。
嗱，呢個只不過一個例子，呢個係一個 icon， 一個聖畫。
In the Eastern Church。
咁喺東方嘅教會入邊咧
，icons are very holy objects。
為佢哋咧 ，icon 係一啲好神圣嘅物品嚟㗎。
They are not just like holy pictures。
為佢哋唔係就普通一個聖
像。
佢哋會對住 icon 咧。icon 咧鞠躬啦，會著住 icon 祈禱。
But are they worshiping the icon? No, right? We also have icon in the church here.
Yes， 咁咧頭先佢提到我哋嘅聖堂都有呢啲 icon 啦
嚇。Okay, and the idea of the icon they reflect the image the divine mystery that represented by the picture。
點解 icon 咁重要咧？就啲 icon 咧好多時咧就能夠反映出啲好神圣嘅。
But
if
you do not believe in heaven and the spiritual mysteries represented by the icon,
如果你唔相信咧，呢个 icon 里面所代表嘅、所提示紧嘅关于我哋灵修上边嘅，我哋关于天堂啊呢啲灵性上边嘅领悟咧。
When we bow and pray to the icon becomes an idol.
而我哋唔相信呢啲嘢嘅时候，对住呢啲像鞠躬咧，佢只不过系一个偶像嚟嘅啫。
So when St. Paul says the one flesh union,
所以圣保罗话咧，
当 Christ and the church，
佢话咧呢个人应该离开自己嘅父母，依附自己的妻子，二人成为一体。呢个奥秘真系好伟大，但佢系贴近基督同教会学噶。
Sexual union，
所以呢个圣交啦
，is meant to be an icon。
要记住咧，就好似一个 icon 咁样咧。
Which reflects the inner life of the Trinity。
就要反映出咧天主圣三个内在嘅生活。
It also reflects the union of Christ and His Church, our redemption。
仲要反映出咧基督同教会呢种救赎性嘅意义。
How do we get redemption? Christ on the cross gave his life over for our redemption.
怎样救赎啊？耶稣死喺十字架上，将佢嘅身体交付出嚟，为我哋嘅救赎。
One of the most intimate, the most powerful experience of a human person is sexual union.
要知道咧，喺所有人嘅经身体嘅经里边咧，最触动我哋同埋最有果效嘅咧，就系性方面嘅，即系呢个语言啊。
So God has given us sexuality and sexual union and our understanding of eros.
所以天主之所以俾我哋有呢个性嘅盼望、性嘅行为，同埋有呢个性欲咧。
The whole celebration of marriage.
同埋呢个婚配圣事咧
，to remind us as an icon of God's inner life.
其实咧就系一个 icon 咧，去提醒我哋更重要嘅就系呢个天主嘅内在生活啊。
Of our redemption.
就系我哋嘅救赎性意义。
What are the couples doing when they are consummating their marriage?
当一个男人同一个女人佢哋洞房嘅时候，佢哋做紧啲咩咧？
As husband and wife, when they consummate their marriage,
当丈夫同埋太太佢哋洞房，佢哋就结婚啦。
The man is saying to the woman, "This is my body given up for you."
个男人其实就同紧个太太讲，呢个就系我嘅身体为你而交付。
And he gives himself physically into the woman.
咁佢将佢嘅身体的确咧系进入呢个妇人嘅身。
And the wife, the woman.
而喺另外一邊，呢個女人，佢就同個丈夫講
：，This is my body given up for you.
呢個係我嘅身體為你而交付。
Spiritually, she gives her body while receiving him physically.
佢就係接受佢嘅身體，接受對方嘅進入。
The very deep meaning of sexual union.
所以呢個性交嘅好深層嘅意義咧
，The redemptive significance.
係有一個救贖嘅意義喺入邊。
Point to Christ on the cross.
记住呢个就系耶稣死喺十字架上嘅。
永远记住就系耶稣喺十字架上就系讲呢个系我嘅身体为你而交出嘅。
所以耶稣喺十字架上咧系有四个好关键嘅字眼，四个特质。基督话我。
今生将我嘅身体生命交出。He laid down his death. 佢话我哋完全交付咗佢自己。He said, "I'll be with you to the end of times." 佢话佢会同我哋一齐直至到世界嘅终结，呢个就永远嘅忠信。And he said, "I come that you may have life, life to the fullest." 佢都话咧，我嚟咧系为俾你有丰盛嘅生命。Fruitful.
所以呢个就系有果效，即系有结果。所以自由嘅、完全嘅、忠信嘅、有果效嘅，呢四个系婚姻嘅特质。呢个就系耶稣喺死喺十字架上嘅大爱嘅四个特质。
When a man and woman gets married,
当一个男人同一个女人喺圣堂结婚嘅时候咧
，What would the priest or the minister ask them?
个主礼神会问咧
，Have you come here freely?
你系咪自愿？
If you are forced to marry, it's invalid.
如果你系被逼去结婚咧，你个婚姻系无效嘅。
Do you think this person without reservation to be your husband or your wife?
你系咪会完全咁毫无保留咁爱同埋交付俾对方？
Without reservation means total gift.
呢个就系讲完全嘅交付。
Do you be faithful in good times and in bad?
仲有，无论患病、疾病、平安之后，你永远忠信于对方。
Do that to your part.
无论生与死，你都要忠信于对方。
Faithful.
呢个就系第三个特质，忠信。第四就系你会唔会生育子女嘅呢个就系爱情结晶就系结果啦，fruitful。Three total faithful fruitful。所以自由、完全、忠信同埋有果效嘅。The same four characteristics Christ on the cross。呢个系耶稣基督喺十字架上嘅四个好特别嘅质素。
Couple will say, "I do" to the wedding vow.
咁佢喺结婚嘅时候，你乜都会答，系，系咪？系你个婚姻文。
When they go to the privacy of the wedding bed, they consummate the marriage, the wedding vows become flesh.
咁但係當呢對新人咧嗰晚洞房佢哋完婚嘅時候咧，佢哋就真係將佢哋呢個婚姻誓詞咧係成就咗啦。
Each and every time they consummate their relationship as husband and wife, they are renewing their wedding vows.
咁之後每一次當丈夫同埋太太佢哋做交配嘅時候咧，都要記住要忠於呢個四個婚姻嘅特質。
They are renewing their wedding vows not with words.
佢哋唔係用再唔係用口去讀出呢個婚姻誓詞。
But with the language of the body.
又用身體啦，每一次佢哋做性交嘅時候，夫妻啊。
That's why it's wrong for people who are not married to have sex.
所以點解咧？冇結婚婚前嘅性行為係錯嘅。
Because they have no wedding vows to renew.
因為你都冇有呢個誓詞你都冇呢個婚姻誓詞。
So they are lying in the body.
所以其實你就用你個身體去講大話。
Likewise, when a person is having extramarital sex in adultery,
同樣，如果個人喺婚外行邪淫嘅話咧
，they never have wedding vows with the lover.
佢同呢個第三者冇呢個婚姻誓詞喺度嘅喎，所以你係用緊你嘅身體又去講大話。
And also, that's why using contraception violates the wedding vow.
同樣就係如果你喺婚姻登記性事入邊。喺婚姻入面，你用咗人工節育嘅方式咧，你都係講緊大話，因為你唔接受有豐盛嘅果效。
Each act of the sexual intercourse, you are saying to your spouse, "I am totally yours."
因為記住，每一次做性行為，你都係話俾你嘅對方呢個配偶話，我完全俾你交付俾你嘅。
But when you're wearing a condom, you're saying, "I'm totally yours. I hold back my sperm."
但如果你用避孕套，你就話。我係你嘅，不過我保留一啲嘢俾你。
And you are telling your spouse, "I accept you totally, but you must be on a pill. I reject your fertility."
或者你話我接受你一切，不過你一定要食避孕丸啊！我唔接受有任何嘅生育子女嘅機會啊
！Contraception make us lie with the body.
所以人工節育嘅方式咧，亦都係我哋用緊個身體去講大話、説謊言。
Okay, we always say that God loves all of us, and through Jesus Christ, His love is made explicit, made very clear.
我哋成日都話咧，天主愛我哋每一個人。咁但係正正咧，就係透過耶穌基督咧，天主將佢嘅愛咧，好清晰咁彰顯俾我哋。
So the traditional word we always say we call this agape love.
咁喺我哋嘅傳統入邊咧，我哋講呢個天主對我哋嘅愛咧，我哋用阿加皮神。
That's a Greek word, but it means divine love.
呢個係一個希臘文嘅名詞，但係佢嘅表達咧就係神性嘅愛咁嘅意思。
So the cross represents agape love because God is saying, "This is my body given up for you."
所以呢個十字架咧就彰顯天主呢個純愛，因為耶穌喺十字架上話俾我哋聽，我將我自己完全，因為我身體為你而交付。
The Eucharist.
聖體。
It's also saying the same message.
聖體都講緊同樣嘅信息啦。
This is my body given up for you.
耶穌變神父竹篇嘅時候，佢就話：呢個係我嘅身體，為你而交付，完全係同一句説話。
Now, this is a summary picture.
但呢一幅畫咧，就係咧總結咗頭先所講嘅嘢嘅內涵啦。
They want more light on agape.
再講多少少關於呢個崇拜啊。
We are called to live to express agape through eros.
我哋咧係蒙召咧，去將呢一個純愛咧，去透過呢個情呢、這個性慾入邊咧，去表達出嚟嘅。
Pope Benedict
教宗本土十六世咧。
He said.Beautiful things about eros.
佢對呢個情，即係呢個性慾咧，講咗啲好靚嘅嘢。
His first and second to God is love.
當佢寫第一篇嘅通語咧，天主是愛。
Section A is all about eros.
佢咧第一部分咧，全部都係講緊呢個情慾啊。
But I think the most beautiful line says God's love can be described, can be called eros.
今日在你们咧，最靓嘅一个句子话咧，就系话咧，天主嘅爱咧，甚至能够用呢个情欲嚟到去形容添。
Now we are very used to the idea that God loves us. We are His children. Father loving His children.
咁我哋咧好多時咧習慣咧講天主嘅愛咧就誒天主係慈父嚟嘅，天主父愛咁嚟到去愛我嚇。
It's correct. It's good.
啱嘅，呢個係啱嘅，好嘅。
But theology only is giving us another way to understand God's love.
咁但係身體神學咧就用另外一個方式去讓我哋明白天主嘅愛。
God loved us as a lover.
天主係用愛人咁去愛我哋。
He stalks after us. He's chasing after us.
佢咧就不斷追求緊我哋嘅。
The way a man would chase a woman.
就好似一個男仔去追求一個女仔。
And whenever the woman says, "You need some help," what will the man do?
如果個女仔需要啲人做啲咩嘢幫助，個男仔會點啊？
The man be so happy. Sure, I will help you.
我一定等，我一定得閒。
I'm loving you. I'm chasing you.
我追緊你啊嘛，我為你做一切嘅事。
We have a God who's chasing us like a lover.
我哋嘅天主咧就好似一個愛人咁樣不斷咁追求住我哋嘅。
Love us so much, He says, "I'd rather die."
佢愛我哋愛到咁緊要，以致佢話：我願意為你而死啊！
I'd rather die than live without you forever.
如果我冇咗佢咧，我寧願死啊！天主咁樣同我哋講。
So when we pray to our Lord.
所以我哋向天主祈禱嘅時候咧，你可以用我哋嘅圖像啦、字幕啦，咁但係你都可以用愛人嘅圖像嚟同天主講嘢。
最重要咧就係進入同天主一個親密嘅關係。So agape and eros must be
integrated。所以其實咧，純愛同埋呢個情愛咧係黐住嘅。Okay,
this is my summary picture.
呢個咧，呢幅圖畫咧係佢咧將嗰個身體神學總結出嚟。
It's like a summary of theology of the body.
就好似咧呢個身體神學嘅總結咁。
It's also a summary of the Bible.
都係聖經嘅總結。
The first book of the Bible.
你知道咧，聖經嘅第一本書係咩
？Genesis, the marriage of Adam and Eve.
創世記，而創世記邊就講亞當同埋夏娃呢第一對人嘅婚姻。
Can you see Adam?
你有冇見到亞當喺邊啊？你見到亞當啊？
Can you see Eve?
見唔見到亞娃？
Under God's
armpit. 亞娃咧就拎咗喺天父嘅後邊啦。
So this is the first marriage of Adam and Eve. The last book of the Bible.
呢個就係亞當亞娃嘅婚配啊，第一對夫婦。
The last book of the Bible.
而聖經嘅最後一本書係咩啊？
The book of Revelation.
默示錄。
Also talks about another wedding feast.
都講緊一個婚宴嘅。
We spoke about it, the wedding feast of the Lamb.
就係咧呢個羔羊嘅婚宴啊！We
have a picture of the covenant of saints adoring the Lamb of God.
你哋可能睇得唔好清楚，其實咧羔羊婚宴側邊嗰啲咧，我覺得係咧啲聖人喺度朝拜緊呢個羔羊啊，就天上嘅天使。
In between the two bookends of a marriage, all the stories about love story about marriage in the Old Testament.
其實你由第一部書到最後部書咧，全部都係愛情故事嚟嘅呢個聖經。
God is Yahweh.
喺舊約入邊咧，呢個天主咧就係雅威。
And the people of God, the Israelites.
嗰啲以色列子民咧，就係天主所愛嘅對象。
He says to them, "I am your God. You are my people."
天主時都話：我係你嘅主，你係我嘅人民。
And when those people of God, when they are praying to idols,
當呢啲以色列人向偶像、其他偶像膜拜嘅時候咧。
The prophets accuse them of not of idolatry but adultery.
啲先知咧鬧佢哋咧，唔係鬧佢哋冇拜邪神喎，而係鬧佢哋行淫。
When Jesus came in the New Testament,
咁喺新約入邊咧，耶穌點咧？
He calls himself under bridegroom.
佢都稱佢自己為新郎。
And the church is his bride.
教會就係佢嘅新娘。
And of course, bridegroom and bride, they must consummate.
咁當然咧，新郎同新娘一定要同房。
So in the last supper, this is my body given up for you.
所以喺最後晚餐嘅時候，耶穌就話：呢個係我身體為你而交。
On the cross, The Word become flesh, and Jesus says very important words
on the cross.
Es consumatum.
Es consumatum, 完成了大部分用途。
It is consummated.
其實咧，個意思咧就係圓滿咗。唔係淨係完成咁簡單。
And this letter over here is not very clear, but
咁呢工作話咧就好清楚。
Husband and wife having marital embrace.
就係咧，丈夫同太太咧，佢哋洞房啊。
And every time the marital embrace is a renewal of wedding vows.
咁每一次佢哋丈夫同太太嚟行房嘅時候咧，佢就重新講佢哋嘅婚配聖事嘅誓詞。
So St. Paul links together.
所以聖保羅咧將兩樣嘢黐埋。
One flesh union of man and woman.
即係男人同女人、丈夫同太太呢個成為一體嘅結合咧。
Refers to Christ and His church.
就其實咧反映緊咧基督同教會嘅結合。
If we think and understand the deep meaning of sexual union.
如果我哋能夠明白到呢個性行為，即係呢個性嘅聯合嘅深層意義咧
，then we need to know how we have to respect and properly give it its dignity.
我哋就會好尊重呢個行為，係會尊重呢個行為嘅個嗰個貴重性啊。
I put this picture of the Vitruvian Man up there.
咁咧，佢中間都擺咗呢一個咧，呢個圖畫。
Leonardo da Vinci.
呢個係達文西嘅一幅名畫啦。
His idea is that supposed to be that telling people the body has a divine ratio.
咁咧，其實呢幅畫咧就係話俾人聽咧，人嘅身體咧嘅比例咧係非常之神聖嘅，非常之靚。
But in my intention is to tell people.Not only does it have a divine ratio.
咁但係佢擺呢幅圖畫喺呢幅畫入邊咧，就係話唔單止有一個神性嘅比例。
It has a divine message.
仲有一個神性嘅信息。
So the book says understanding God's plan for the body plunges us into the perspective of the whole gospel.
所以为教宗咧，佢话咧，我哋咧要明白我哋嘅身体，同埋明白呢个性呢一样嘢咧，就系帮我哋咧能够去整体咁去明白圣经同埋圣经入边嘅教导，而且唔单止系咁，仲要明白到咧耶稣基督佢嘅使命。所以我哋话咧。天主取咗肉躯成为人呢一个道成肉躯，
就
系咧天主以佢嘅神圣性咧浸透我哋嘅人。
God wants to marry us.
天主想同我哋缘婚啊。
He wants to impregnate us.
佢咧想我哋咧系怀孕添啊。
点解
啊？就系咧，佢想透过圣神咧，让我哋系有神圣嘅生育出咗嚟。
So by now I'm sure you understand why it's so important. We must have the purity of heart.
所以而家好明白点解我哋嘅心必须要洁净啊
！To understand these mysteries.
如果唔系，我哋冇办法明白呢个奥秘。
Just one of the four most important words.
记住呢四个。最重要的特徵、特質，自由的、圓滿的、忠信的，同埋會有豐盛的生命的。
Okay, we have a question.
有五分鐘。